This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing from Monday, November 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We've talked on the show before about one new option in some retirement plans. Some smaller companies that administer those plans have started offering cryptocurrency as an investment option, alongside mutual funds and other choices. Now, the nation's largest 401k provider, Fidelity, has greenlit crypto as an option in its plans.
This is sort of a competitive advantage for them within the 401k industry. It differentiates them. It shows that, you know, they can add an asset class that apparently a lot of employees still are eager to invest in, especially maybe younger employees in tech-related industries.
But what do employers who actually decide which investments to offer in their 401k plans think about adding something as volatile as cryptocurrency? We'll discuss that with WSJ retirement reporter Ann Turgeson, as well as the pros and cons of putting your retirement money in crypto. That's after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
A growing number of workers are seeing something new in their 401ks, cryptocurrency as an investment option. But considering the volatile nature of crypto, not to mention the steep declines we've seen in the past year, why are more 401k providers including it as a place to put your retirement dollars? Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson has been taking a look at this, and she joins us with more. Hey, Ann, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Ann, you were with us last year after a small 401k provider said it would allow workers in those plans to invest a small amount in crypto. What's happened since then?
So since then, Fidelity, which is the largest 401k provider in the country, announced last spring that it would make Bitcoin available to the 25,000 401k plans that use it as a 401k administrator. And more recently, we've seen both Fidelity and the small company on the West Coast that was the first to announce plans to add cryptocurrency to its 401k menu. We've seen both of those companies say very recently that they actually went live with their cryptocurrency offerings and that companies are actually starting to use those offerings.
So why have more 401k plan providers come on board, including cryptocurrency as an investment option?
Well, I think in the case of both of these companies, both Fidelity and this very small company called For Us All, which is in San Francisco, which focuses on mainly small companies, many of them in the tech industry. I think for both Fidelity and For Us All, this is sort of a competitive advantage for them within the 401k industry. It differentiates them. It shows that, you know, they can add an asset class that apparently a lot of employees still are eager to invest in, especially maybe younger employees in tech-related industries. So it provides, you know, a certain group of employers, companies, and their employees with something that they are eager to add to their 401k plan.
All right. So how does this work? Would people be investing directly in cryptocurrency through their 401k?
Yes, in both the case of Fidelity and For Us All, the initiative allows people to invest directly in cryptocurrency through the 401k. But there are certain kind of limits that both of these companies are establishing. In the case of For Us All, they're allowing people to invest about 5% of each payroll contribution that goes into the 401k can go into its cryptocurrency offering. In the case of Fidelity, it's 20%.
So the number of 401k providers offering crypto as an option has grown, but what's been the response from businesses and employers who ultimately decide whether to include crypto as an option for their employees?
Companies that offer 401k plans are sort of, first of all, the 401k world is sort of notoriously slow to change. And I think that a lot of employers are looking at this with some degree of skepticism or trepidation, you might say. There's a lot of litigation in the 401k world where participants in 401k plans will sue their plans for things including allegedly high fees. So I think a lot of employers are very wary about adding cryptocurrency to their plans, given this backdrop of litigation. Also, the Labor Department, which is the regulator for 401k plans, has expressed, you know, a high degree of concern about cryptocurrency and 401k plans. It's, you know, as we've seen over the past year, we've seen Bitcoin alone fall from almost $70,000 in price to about $20,000. So it's a highly volatile asset class. And I think a lot of companies are very wary about adding it.
Yeah, those are some pretty strong words from the Labor Department.
That's right. Last March, the Labor Department issued some guidance for companies to exercise extreme care before considering adding cryptocurrency to a 401k menu.
Now, you mentioned the volatility the cryptocurrency is known for and how the value of Bitcoin is less than half where it was a year ago. It doesn't seem like a reliable way to steadily build up retirement savings, right?
Well, the people who are proponents for it argue that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and blockchain have applications to our real world lives, and that they're going to, similarly to the way the internet in its early days, a lot of people viewed it with skepticism, but it became something that's sort of embedded in almost every business model in the country. Proponents of cryptocurrency argue that the same thing is going to happen with cryptocurrency and blockchain. And so as a long run proposition, there's value to companies offering their employees the opportunity to get exposure to these investments through the 401k plan. I think most people would argue that, you know, given the desire to have a diversified portfolio, that something as volatile as cryptocurrency, if included at all, should be included to a pretty small extent. Stocks are also volatile investments, as we've seen over the past year. However, they're nowhere near as volatile as Bitcoin or cryptocurrency.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.